Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I am so grateful that you're with me. You know, one of the things that I continue to recognize the more I take my time of prayerful meditation and take it seriously, I find courage that wells up in me. I find that I can walk in a spiritual courage because of the promises of God's presence in my life. In the book of Acts, in chapter 4, verse 23, the believers in that early church were praying for courage. Listen to what they were all about. As soon as they were freed, Peter and John found the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. Then all the believers were united as they lifted their voices in prayer. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor King David, your servant, saying, why did the nations rage? Why did the people waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle. The rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. Friend, listen, at that point, their courage is bounded up in the fact that God is at work in their life. They can sense and know that there's something unique to where they're at. Friend, today, pray that the Lord would give you a courage to trust him, especially in those things that might come uneasy for you to trust. Finances, relationships, career changes, whatever it is ahead of you. And know that with courage, you can speak boldly before the Lord because he will speak with you. So join me in this prayer. God, thank you that we can come to you in boldness. Thank you that we can come to you in courage. And Lord, would you give us the peace and the power and the direction today that we could walk in courage with you. And now, my friend, I invite you to take a few moments just to hear from the Lord and be quiet and still. Let your muscles fall at ease and let yourself just sit where your mind can be clear for a few moments, your soul can be at rest and at ease, and you could hear the nudging, the prodding, and the voice of God as he gives you peace, power, and direction this day. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, friend, as they were praying for courage, God was all about empowering them to go walk boldly. And surely they did in that first church. The Lord was adding to the church daily, and they were being radically transformed by the power of the Spirit of God. My friend, I believe God wants you to walk in courage today as well. Walk in the courage and the recognition that not only is He good, not only is He faithful, but He speaks to you and emboldens you to walk with Him. Friend, today, walk boldly. You are a child of the Most High God. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.